FreePBX has been hit with a severe zero-day vulnerability, and if you're on FreePBX, you should patch your server now and also just check to see if you've been compromised. This zero-day affects FreePBX version 16 and 17 that have their admin GUI exposed to the outside world. So let's first check if the admin GUI is exposed. You want to go to Connectivity Firewall in the FreePBX GUI, and then pop out the right-hand menu. Click on Services, and look for both Web Management and Web Management Secure. Both of these services should be exposed only to the local zone in the FreePBX firewall. If you're showing those exposed to either the internet or the other zones, then you should check to see if your system has been compromised. To check if the system has been compromised, first you want to log in with SSH and look for a missing or modified freepbx.conf file by running ls-la/etc/freepbx.conf. If the file has been modified anytime after August 21st, 2025, that's a bad sign. Next, you want to run ls-la/var/www/html /pipe-grep/clean. And what this is going to do is it's going to check for the presence of a .clean.sh script, which again, if it's there, that's a bad sign. Next, you want to check for suspicious modular.php entries in the Apache logs by running grep double quote modular.php close double quote /var/log/http:\access_log*. And hopefully here you don't see any results returned. You can also check for unusual calls to extension 9998 in the asterisk logs by running grep double quote 9998 close double quote /var/log/*/full*. And again, you don't want to see any results there either. And finally, you can check for a suspicious AMP user in the MySQL database by running MySQL-E double quote select username from AMP users close double quote asterisk. This is going to show you a table of all users in the database that are related to asterisk. You do not want to see an AMP user in the list. Sangoma has already released a patch for this zero day, and you can see that in their forum post on this subject. But if you're already compromised, that patch won't fix your system. You're going to need to restore from a backup or a snapshot that was taken prior to August 21st, 2025. And if you need any help determining if your system is compromised or help restoring a compromised system, you can contact us here at Crosstalk and we would be happy to help you out. You can find our links in my bio.